You are listening to Image Description for the series The New Office, O'Shane Howard, Wednesday, August 19th, 2020, produced by the SummerWorks Festival, Toronto, Canada. Audio described by Rebecca Singh of Superior Description Services. Mary's Brigadeiro Chocolate, O'Shane Howard, Canada 2020. Copyright of the artist, digital photograph with an aspect ratio of 4:6 in a portrait orientation. This color photograph is a portrait of Mary Oliveira from Mary's Brigadeiro Handcrafted Chocolate. A beaming black woman, presumably in her 30s, poses with culinary tools at a wood writing desk set outdoors in the grass in front of a treed area. The majority of the color palette of this photograph are greens from nature, and there is an area of pastel mint green at center. I will describe this photograph from the bottom up. The lowest quarter is typical wild ground cover for the Toronto area. It is a mix of overgrown grasses and plants such as Dutch clover, crabgrass, wild plantain, and purslane. Spray-painted onto the ground is a white social distancing circle, a ring as wide as an ID card of white paint spanning 2 meters or 6 feet in diameter. Centered in the circle is a 1-meter-wide writing desk made entirely of honey brown-colored wood. It is positioned so that the opening to sit in is facing us. At the top, it has 1 wide drawer with 2 square-shaped knobs set apart and skewed on an angle. Underneath the desk at either end are 2 suspended platforms, presumably for a desktop computer. A brace stretches between them where the desk user supposedly could perch a foot. Moving upwards now to describe the rest of the lower half of the image. Behind the desk, Mary's legs and feet are in shadow. She stands with a wide stance and wears black jeans and white sneakers. The desk holds a variety of culinary items. At the back left is a red enamel cup, the size of an espresso cup. It sits on a cork circle and is covered in a glass dome. Beside this is a hand-carved wooden mortar and pestle. It is light wood in color and has a pattern of shapes etched into the wood. In front of these is a half shell of shea butter and a pod of cocoa fruit. At center is a large industrial-sized whisk. To the right is a small pantry jar with a golden spoon perched on the lid. A stack of books about chocolate take up the rest of the desk. On top of the books are 2 gift boxes wrapped with a golden fabric bow. Behind these is a potted house plant, as well as a figure for drawing made of positionable wooden limbs. Mary stands behind the desk and holds out a slotted wooden spoon to the camera lens with her right hand. She is petite and has curly brown hair piled on her head. She also wears a headscarf tied at her temples. She has a wide smile and wears a fitted chef's jacket with her name and company name embroidered on it. On the collar on her right is a small Brazilian flag. She wears a watch with a white band and a thin bracelet on her left hand, as well as small cube earrings. Behind her, just beyond the back edge of the social distancing circle, is a tall backdrop of pastel mint fabric, the same width as the desk, and extending 1.5 heads over Mary. It is suspended between 2 folding stands visible on the left and right. Behind her, the backdrop is patterned by the shadows of tree branches which fall across it, flaring diagonally from upper left to lower right. On the left outside the circle, the ground cover is a bed of rust-red dried pine needles weaving between thick tree trunks. Though the area is quite shaded, the sun slices through to illuminate a thick tree trunk, also speckled with shadows. On the left edge of the picture, parallel with the backdrop, is a sliver of another tree trunk in the foreground. On the right, outside the circle, are distant bushes and trees. The top half of the photograph is crowded with the dense crowns of the trees. In the foreground is the top of an eastern white pine, and its branches reach from the left edge all the way to the right with a slight upward slope. The top left edge is dense with green foliage and tufts of rust-brown dried needles here and there. Moving towards the right, patches of clear blue sky penetrate the density more and more. The tree crowns thin, and at the top right are triangles of clear blue sky. I will now read the interview between the photographer and subject, which is displayed on a small round black table in front of every viewer's social distance circle at the in-person event. Post-pandemic and its effects causing the government to enforce building closures, how have you utilized nature to resume running your business? To be honest, I've been trying my best to take the time that our store is not open, and even on breaks from the kitchen, to take walks in the park, along the lake, or just to be with myself. I truly believed I can let my ideas flow better and be more inspired through the nature. Now I can see it. Technology lets me handle my tasks, answering emails, responding to messages anywhere I have an internet connection or cell phone signal. I can combine that with the calming and energizing effect a park can have on someone who is open to nature's energy and complete those types of tasks. Besides using it as an alternative workspace, how has the pandemic made you more in tune with nature? What has nature taught you about yourself? I got much more in tune with nature post-pandemic, and even more when I noticed the response I was getting from it. Nature taught me that I can flourish and show to the world without fear who I am and to just be me. The pandemic has created new possibilities. One should be open enough to choose them. In that regard, like nature, it gives us a chance to take a deep breath or a step back and see the big picture. Those deep breaths and steps back have always seemed to teach us about who we are and help us deal with ourselves better when dealing with challenging and stressful moments. If you could pick a movie title to best describe your business post-pandemic experience, what would it be and why? Project Power best describes this me for me because it reflects how I approach challenges. Through projects, I'm discovering that I can do whatever is in my power to help overcome every obstacle, especially during these hard times. There is no right or wrong approach. We just need to face them and do our best. If at all, how has the past helped prepare you for the present climate? How will the present climate prepare you for the future? As a business that thrived off storefront interactions, we realized investing in e-commerce would be beneficial in times like these. Luckily, having an e-commerce set up pre-pandemic, it allowed a seamless transition for our customers to adjust to. It wasn't immediately beneficial, but it helped prepare us for things that we didn't see coming. Extracurricular preparations has also contributed to helping us adapt to unknown circumstances. If trees could talk, what would they say to you or about how you treated them as a part of your new office? Thank you for respecting the space we've shared with you and protecting us as much as you can. We're all here together. See you tomorrow, Mary.